16-bit Barcade is packed with old-school arcade games like Duck Hunt and Donkey Kong. Owner Troy Allen is smiling as customers channel their inner child. Spencer Pruitt is excited by a game of Galaga.
Galaga is an old-school like space shooter, a classic. Everybody that's played arcade games knows Galaga. It's right up there with Pac-Man, Dig Dug, all the classics. My parents actually grew up playing this game, and my dad taught me to play when I was younger, so it's really cool to like see it in a bar downtown.
Another guest, Lindsay Menninger, is playing Ms. Pac-Man.
I am guiding Ms. Pac-Man to eat all these little dots and avoiding all the ghosts. It was my favorite childhood game.
The machines are crowded, and so is the bar, which serves drinks named after retro icons like Kevin Bacon and Molly Ringwald. The cocktails were inspired by 16-bit creative director Jared Langston. He works here and in the Columbus and Cleveland locations. Langston says more than 50 arcade games are available in OTR, dating back to the early 70s and 80s.
And then we have some of the newer, like early 90s, like the Mortal Kombats, the Turtles, the Simpsons, that, you know, so it really, you know, hits a lot of demographics from you know, the different age ranges.
Langston describes opening night as even busier than he had anticipated. He says he's going to work hard to keep it that way.
Bringing in new games, you know, always updating the music, new merch, you know, it really keeps it fresh. And, you know, based on Columbus and Cleveland, you know, we're still doing amazing. Even after, you know, an amazing opening weekend, it's still holding up, you know, years now.
Another barcade is opening in Northside this month. It's called Arcade Legacy Bar Edition. Owner Jesse Baker says it'll be more like an arcade that just happens to serve food and drink. The original Arcade Legacy, which doesn't serve alcohol, opened 6 years ago and has been successful enough to fund the new bar version that Baker's wanted to open for 2 years.
We've been to other barcades. We could see that obviously it was a good business model, so it was obviously something that we knew would do well. Video gaming in general is just more popular, and when you add alcohol to the mix, that's just like people who may not normally come to an arcade, when they know there's drink and food, that gives them that extra reason to go.
Baker says the arcade scene died out in the 90s and early 2000s. Since then, video gaming has been viewed as something people do at home alone, especially when they can play with their friends online. But now Baker points to nostalgia for the rising popularity of the barcade scene.
You want the things you had back when you were a kid, and it feels good, and if someone will offer it to you in the right platform, you're going to take the opportunity and, you know, go for it.
In a month in, it seems many are taking advantage of 16-bit and are interested in Arcade Legacy Bar Edition. Between cocktails, Pac-Man, and friends, it's not hard to see why. For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Belinda Kai.